This is the Urban Christian News Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Lecrae is prepping a couple of months of activity with the August 21st release of his Restoration album and the October 13th arrival of a new book, I Am Restored. The Atlanta hip-hop artist is also holding a virtual album release party at 8:30 p.m. September 3rd on the streaming platform Set.live. The gathering will be a ticketed event with prices ranging from $10 for access to the live stream to $125 for a VIP experience that includes a virtual post-show meet and greet with Lecrae. Restoration is Lecrae's 9th album and has already spawned the singles Deep End, Set Me Free with YK Osiris and Drown with John Legend. Lecrae plans to play songs from the new album during the live event, but will also touch on his extensive catalog. The virtual venue includes interactive tools that will allow fans to vote on song selections and ask questions that Lecrae will answer during the performance. Lecrae said, "The journey to restoration has been one full of pivots. Between coronavirus, the protest, and even returning to my home at Reach Records, every part of this journey has been an experience, and I'm so glad y'all are still riding with me. I'm so excited to come out of quarantine and bring the songs to life." According to the Christian Post, students who attend private faith-based schools in Vermont are now allowed to take dual enrollment college classes. A court has ruled after the state banned students at non-secular schools from taking advantage of the program. In an order released last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit granted the plaintiffs an emergency injunction allowing students at faith-based private schools to enroll in college courses, just as students at secular public and private schools are allowed to do. Last year, a group of plaintiffs, including students at faith-based schools and their parents, filed a lawsuit against Vermont, which had banned them from accessing the dual enrollment fund. The brief argued that the plaintiffs, which included the Roman Catholic Diocese of Burlington, have a strong likelihood of success on the merits of their claims. Alliance Defending Freedom, a conservative law firm that specializes in religious liberty cases and represented the diocese and students, celebrated the order. ADF said in a statement, "No state can discriminate against students based on which kind of school they attend. It makes no sense for the state to say it will pay for a student from a public or secular private school to take a college course at a public university, for example, and then say that a student from a faith-based private school cannot receive the same funding to attend that exact public university class." According to The Hill, if Americans don't follow coronavirus prevention measures, such as wearing masks and social distancing, the country could be in for its worst fall in history. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, warned Thursday. During an interview with WebMD, CDC Director Robert Redfield said a virus surge, along with the upcoming flu season, could create the worst fall that we've ever had. Colder weather in the fall will likely drive more people indoors, where health experts say coronavirus spreads more easily. Coinciding flu and coronavirus outbreaks could overwhelm hospitals and drain resources, threatening lives and the response to the pandemic. Redfield said the CDC is urging people to get a flu shot, and the agency has purchased an extra 10 million doses of the vaccine, compared with the typical 500,000, to make sure states have enough to cover uninsured adults. According to the Associated Press, the scripture quite literally came to life for several Catholic churches in North Carolina as a rare earthquake rattled portions of the state over the weekend. According to a news release from the Diocese of Charlotte, Father Richard Sutter of St. Gabriel's Catholic Church said the lector in the Sunday service had just reached the 19th chapter of 1 Kings, a Bible passage referring to the prophet Elijah, which said, "After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake." It was then that parishioners felt the 5.1 magnitude earthquake centered near Sparta, the most powerful to hit the state in more than 100 years. Monitors said the 5.1 magnitude tremor struck at 8:07 a.m., following a much smaller quake several hours earlier. There were no reports of serious injuries, but some minor structural damage was reported in Sparta, as well as cracks in roads. Images on social media also showed items knocked off of grocery store shelves. The Charlotte Observer reported that while he didn't feel it himself, Sutter said parishioners came up to him as soon as the service ended. He said the moment can be a lesson for the times. Sutter said, "When there's fear from an earthquake, when there's fear from a storm, when there's fear from a pandemic and uncertainty, you have to let the Lord speak to us the truth. Let's keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and not the waves or even earthquakes we cannot control." According to the Wall Street Journal, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp dropped a lawsuit against Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and other city officials over a mask mandate and other coronavirus restrictions. Mr. Kemp said in a statement Thursday that discussions with Ms. Bottoms to settle their differences had reached an impasse and that he had asked the state attorneys general to withdraw the suit. In July, a Georgia judge ordered the governor and mayor into mediation after two previous judges recused themselves from the case, citing potential conflicts of interest. Mr. Kemp, a Republican, had filed a lawsuit against the Democratic mayor in July after she issued a requirement that people in her city wear face coverings in public. She also rolled back plans to reopen the city, saying the actions were needed to counter a wave of new coronavirus cases in the U.S., or rather in the state. According to the Christian Post, a New Jersey mom is demanding an apology after her son, who has autism and is nonverbal, was kicked out of a Catholic church by a priest for dropping a toy during a private baptism ceremony. On Facebook, Julia Vicidomini said the Reverend Luke Duke Tran, the priest at Christ the King Church in Hillside, kicked her 7-year-old son, Nikki, out of her baby daughter Sophia's baptism. According to Vicidomini, Nikki finds comfort in bringing toys to public places and was playing in a candle room adjacent to the baptism when he heard a toy and he dropped a toy and it clattered to the floor. "Out," the priest said, according to a video posted to Vicidomini's face page, "this church is not for play." Vicidomini and her husband Mark have decided to leave the church where she grew up after discussing the incident with the priest and receiving an unsatisfactory response. Vicidomini wrote, "My husband told him that he thought a priest, of all people, would be more sympathetic to a child with special needs, that he was completely unprofessional and ruined our celebration. He told him our family deserved an apology. The priest came outside to speak to our family, but instead of apologizing, he began to try to justify the reason he kicked our child out again, saying he was distracting him." Vicidomini told NBC that her son, thankfully, did not understand what was happening and left the church with her mother-in-law. Still, she said it was painful to witness the priest interact with her son that way, adding the incident shows there is still much to be done to educate others of those with disabilities. According to CNN, Joe Biden has named Kamala Harris as his running mate, making the California senator the first black and South Asian American woman to run on a major political party's presidential ticket. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee wrote in an email, "I've decided that Kamala Harris is the best person to help me take this fight to Trump and Mike Pence and then to lead this nation starting in January 2021. In selecting Harris, Biden adds to the Democratic ticket a former primary rival who centered her own presidential bid on her readiness to take on Donald Trump and show Americans she would fight for them. She rose to national prominence during the Democratic Party by interrogating Trump nominees during Senate hearings, from former Attorney General Jeff Sessions to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Harris's selection comes months after Biden committed to picking a woman to join him on the Democratic ticket. Harris, 55, is now the third woman to serve as a vice presidential candidate for a major political party, following Geraldine Ferraro as a Democratic vice presidential pick in 1984 and Sarah Palin as a Republican vice presidential pick in 2008. You can read these stories and more at urbanchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.